Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We have on tap a very special treat for this broadcast, and that is an interview with Ladd Allen from Alustra Media. And I am a big Alustra Media fan. They have produced all kinds of resources that have blessed our constituency. One of those is The Privileged Planet. There are so many who suppose that we are just an insignificant speck aimlessly adrift in a meaningless universe. But in truth, as Alustra Media has so beautifully portrayed, our Earth is a singularly privileged planet. It's situated between two arms of a flattened spiral galaxy. It's not too close to the core to be exposed to lethal radiation, and not so far that a privileged planet could never form. So from a macro perspective, we know that there is a God who spoke, and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. But Alustra Media not only deals with things from a macro perspective, but also a micro perspective. Metamorphosis is a great example. You think about the constituent parts of a caterpillar dissolving into a mysterious molecular mixture. And out of that comes an altogether different being. First, you have eyes that can only distinguish between light and dark. And now the being that has emerged has a field of vision and color acuity that exceeds our own. Wings, well, they appear as if by magic. The transformed being that emerges is simply beyond belief. And then they did one on flight, the genius of birds. Think about a feather. That DVD points us to those kinds of intricacies. Feathers may have as many as a million barbules, and they're all cooperating together to bind the barbs into a complete feather impervious to air penetration. And the positioning of the feathers is controlled by a complex network of tendons that allow them to open like the slats of a blind when the wing is raised. And then on the downstroke, the feathers close and provide resistance for efficient flight. And so along with these products, and you can go to the web and see the other DVDs that we've offered over the years, Alustra Media is demonstrating that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that the creation demonstrates that there is a God, and that the animals and the plants within creation, the stars, the sun, the moon, all together demonstrate that there is a king of creation. And so predictably, Alustra Media has produced a DVD called King of Creation, and it is absolutely stunning. I thought, wow, what a way to put wind back in our sails, because so often we think we're on the losing side when we look at what's happening in the culture. But ultimately, we are on the winning side in that if we are faithful and fruitful, we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth where we meet the King of Creation. And we want to put this DVD into your hands as our way of saying thank you for your ongoing support of the ministry. And again, I wanted to bring Ladd Allen on so that we could talk about his vision for ministry. And Ladd, you've been on a number of times. We appreciate your work, and it's great to have you with us again.
Hank, it's a pleasure to be with you again. You're our biggest supporter. You understand what we're doing more than anybody on the planet. I appreciate it.
You know, when I saw King of Creation, I literally was mesmerized not only by the visuals, but the tapestry, as it were, between visual, which is a feast for the eyes, and then you have this incredible sense of timing with the scriptures that are interlaced with the visuals and the Psalms, and it's just a stunning panoramic that points you to the King of Creation.
It was a film that was just an absolute joy for us to work on. I kind of look at it as a big exclamation point to the films we've been doing, which you've so beautifully introduced in terms of we've worked to develop a compelling case for a creator, a designer of the universe, and King of Creation is it's a devotional film, and we really had a desire to take pieces of all the wonderful things we've had a chance to photograph and explore over the years, draw them together into a film that would just bring to life two of God's great revelations to humanity. He's spoken to us through his creation, as we read in Romans 1 and Psalm 19, and he's also spoken to us through his word. And we wanted to build a devotional film that would encourage people and just cause them to reflect on God and all that he's done.
Lad, as the father of 12 children, I was just thinking of how this is a very important thing for families to watch together, because kids early on are bombarded with the notion that nothing creates everything, that life comes from non-life, and that the life that comes from non-life produces metaphysical realities such as morals and ethics and so forth. When you watch King of Creation, it preaches without words. I mean, I think kids intuitively get it. This is impossible outside of the King of Creation.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Last night, and I watch a lot of documentaries just to see what's going on, and I watched the film. It was on Netflix. It was called Did God Create the Universe? And it was produced by National Geographic, and it was visually, it was very strong. Stephen Hawking narrated the film, and the conclusion was, you know, no matter how much the universe looks like it was created, it wasn't. And everything can be explained by blind material processes. And when I turned that off, you know, I turned to my wife and I said, that's why we're doing what we're doing, you know, to present a counter message, a message that will try to embody the high production values that you see on PBS, on a BBC documentary, Planet Earth, or National Geographic documentary, to embody those kinds of production values, but to present a truth that is never broached, and if it is, it's in a negative way, on all of these documentaries that are so readily available to us. And that's what we've tried to do since we started. And with King of Creation, it's kind of a summary of everything we've done. And we've taken God's word and his creation and tried to weave it into a memorable, as you said, a non-preaching kind of film. Let the evidence, let creation speak for itself, and let God's word speak for itself without any other commentary. And hopefully what we've got is something powerful and memorable.
Well, it's been powerful for me and my family, and I know for a lot of people that have watched it, they're mesmerized by this production. And I suppose a lot of people have little sense of what goes into producing something like this, that you have a vision, you have a calling from Christ, but the road isn't always easy.
That's an understatement. and you've written so many books and you've gone through the process yourself. You start with a blank page, or in our case, you know, a blank computer screen, and you have an idea, or a computer monitor. I'm sitting there typing a script. You can go any one of a million ways, and you're praying and asking God to lead you into a way that would be effective when you're done. And this film was a million different pieces of things that we have photographed all over the world during the years, and then drawing them together. And we really had a desire to incorporate a soundtrack, a strong music track, and our composer, Mark Lewis, just did another excellent job. But we wanted to use classic hymns of the Christian faith, that hymns, Amazing Grace, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Beautiful Savior, Holy, 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 Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. I mean, these are hymns that have lived in many cases for 100 years, 200 years or more, and have touched lives for so long. And we wanted to build a track based on those hymns. They're all new arrangements, and use them as a foundation for this film along with the scripture text. And those two elements would really elevate the pictures. And, you know, when we got done with it, we had all of these pieces, all these ways to go, and you pray and you wrestle with them and you work with them, and in the final account, you trust God to lead you in a way that will be meaningful.
And it is just extraordinarily meaningful. I love the fact that you did go to the classics. So many in contemporary Christianity are not even familiar with the old classics, the hymns, the psalms put to music. And so to bring them back and to augment the visual presentation with them, along with the biblical text, I think was a stroke of genius, like all of your work. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of Ladd Allen, so please don't touch that dial.
If you feel that continuously standing for truth occasionally takes its toll on your spiritual batteries, welcome aboard. You're not alone. For a wonderful battery charger for you and your loved ones, you need to watch King of Creation, a stunning visual celebration of God's handiwork in the world around us. To receive your copy as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. We'll return with more of Hank Hanegraaff in just a moment. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. Do you ever feel like throwing in the towel? Do you sometimes feel that the odds are so stacked against you that it's not even worth fighting for what you deeply believe in? Well, be comforted. You're not alone. As Vince Lombardi once noted, fatigue makes cowards of us all. The simple truth is that fighting the good fight takes its toll on all of us, and our spiritual batteries must be regularly recharged. And that's why we want to send you a wonderful DVD called King of Creation. King of Creation is a production of powerful meditation set to stunning photography that is guaranteed to put the wind back in your spiritual sails. To receive your copy of this amazing King of Creation DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and give a gift to support the life-changing work of CRI, or visit equip.org. Equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles, equipping you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The question, "What do you mean by that?" may be the most important question one could ask today. In this relativistic post-truth age, in which words are systemically redefined to undermine the Judeo-Christian foundations of Western civilization, Christians must discern the meaning of words and learn to counter and redeem semantic distortions. Other topics include faithful living through COVID-19, Irenaeus and Christian teaching, winning the fight for religious freedom, Vocation and Performance in T.S. Eliot's The Confidential Clerk, The Beauty of Worship, Aesthetics and Truth, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. One thing is immediately clear. As you view what we're offering to our constituency this month by Illustra Media, the created things, the created order of things that we view each day as we walk through this world is not a function of blind, unguided, purposeless processes. I mean, you think about it from a micro scale. The period at the end of a sentence has 100 billion atoms of carbon. And at a macro scale, our universe has at least 170 billion galaxies, each with well over 100 billion stars. And if you were to hitch a ride on a beam of light traveling at 186,000 miles per second, it would take you 100,000 years just to cross the Milky Way galaxy. And if you traveled at the same speed, it would take you 93 billion years to traverse the known universe. And the grandeur of these galaxies simply manifests the glory of our God. And Illustria Media makes this point in the most eloquent of all fashions in a DVD called King of Creation. It is brilliant. It is moving. The Psalms, the Scriptures, the music, and the visuals, a kaleidoscope of beauty that point in only one direction, in the beginning God. It shows the utter bankruptcy of the evolutionary paradigm without preaching. Again, you can receive this DVD for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. You can go to the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, resource consultant standing by, 888-7000, and the letter is CRI, and I have the privilege to talk to Ladd Allen from Illustra Media. Ladd, this is a beautiful way of demonstrating a stunningly beautiful visual celebration of God's handiwork. So you see that we are created in the image of God. We are accountable to Him, and we see God's imprimatur, His fingerprints, all over the universe.
Indeed, and I couldn't agree with you more on the importance. You know, God, in Romans 1, we see that the revelations that God has given us, He's given us His Son, He's given us His Word, and He's given us the things He has made. And that's a wonderful trilogy there of revelation, and the created world speaks eloquently to design, and I think that idea is foundational to all of our theology as Christians. God as the designer, the purposeful, loving, caring designer that had a plan for His creation, gave us minds to comprehend Him, gave us eyes to see what He had done. And through King of Creation, we get a bit of a chance to celebrate that in a way that is just a joy to produce.
So you have favorite verses from the Old and New Testament, but they're underscored by enduring hymns, and the net result is a uniquely touching message of encouragement and hope. What I think so often could be missed watching this absolutely beautiful kaleidoscope of splendor is that this is presenting 8 unique journeys to some of the most beautiful locations on this planet.
Yeah, that's part of the reason it was so enjoyable. You know, it's Yosemite in winter. It's a rainforest in South America. It's just a host of beautiful meditations set in spectacular locations. The Oregon, Washington, Northern California coast, beautiful waterfalls of the Northwest. All of these become metaphors for God's word and symbols of what he has made, and then they're underscored by some of the greatest music ever written, which are the classic hymns of the Christian faith.
People today seem to be beset by the notion that if you are a man or a woman of science, you cannot be a man or a woman of scripture, that the two are at odds with one another. And I think your mission in creating these incredible products is to show that that just isn't so.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And if you look back through the history of science, I mean, we're standing on the shoulders of absolute giants. Kepler, Newton, Copernicus, Galileo, you know, Boyle, Bacon, all of these founders of modern science as we know it were all men and women who believed strongly in a creator, and in most cases the creator of Genesis. And so we're not doing anything new here, but sometimes, you know, we lose that in the noise that we're hearing all the time in the media about what science has discovered and the materialistic aspects of science. We lose focus on the fact that science is based on the discoveries of people who were looking to glorify God with their work and looking to think God's thoughts after him. And that's what we're doing. We're looking at the natural world and saying, this is a revelation. And now in specific details that we just overlook all the time, you know, to show that these are powerful revelations for a creator and also powerful confirmation of our faith in him.
I love what you just said, things that we overlook all the time. I mean, we have the light diffusion, we have noise pollution, and we're missing the small details. And I think that's one of the genius marks of Illustria Media, those small details that we might miss otherwise. I mean, I mentioned parenthetically that a dot at the end of a sentence made by a pencil, 100 billion atoms of carbon. We miss those small details. And sometimes I think if we still have a childish view of God and don't grow in our knowledge of God, we remain as children, but we can grow in this knowledge of God by observing, keenly observing his created handiwork from a blade of grass to the wonder of flight.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think that, you know, we become so enamored with technology, and obviously working in films, we use the high-level, high-end technology, but we become enamored with our smartphones and our 400 cable channels and everything else, and we lose sight of the greatest wonders, you know, that exist right out in your backyard, whether it's a sparrow hopping along a fence or a caterpillar crawling along a plant. The technology, the brilliance of engineering, of design that are involved in every living thing is stunning. And if you just stop to think about it a little bit, nothing we can create, nothing we can build as human beings stands up to it. I mean, it pales in significance to what God has created in his world and his universe.
For all those listening in right now, you can go to the web at equip.org and see these absolutely stunning projects by Illustria Media, including what Ladd Allen just alluded to, which is metamorphosis. I mean, we think about the metamorphosis that takes place when a caterpillar sows the seeds of its own demise, and there in a chrysalis, its constituent parts devolve into this mysterious molecular mixture, and out of that comes an altogether different being, a being that now has wings and a different digestive system, a proboscis, and eyes that not only distinguish between light and dark, but have a field of vision and color acuity that even exceeds that of a human being. All of that takes place in metamorphosis. And there's a hint here, Ladd, of what happens to us in resurrection.
Yeah, it's the ultimate metaphor. I think probably the best one. Yeah, and as we worked on that film for almost 2 years, and I was raising butterflies in the family room of my house, so I had 24-hour access to them to film the various stages of metamorphosis. And people, the neighbors would walk over sometimes and, you know, they'd what are you doing? And they'd want to see this. And people had never seen this before. A caterpillar, you know, totally turning into a liquid mush and then reorganizing the cells in its body to a winged insect. And you just, you look at this and, yeah, it's a wonderful metaphor for what God does in our life spiritually, and it's also absolutely compelling evidence for design. This is not an undirected random process. There's a billion ways of evolution would break down in this process and not allow it to happen. But, you know, I'd see it every day in my house as these butterflies would emerge from chrysalises and just say, to God be the glory, watching it happen.
Lad, you and your staff, only from the perspective of eternity will you fully know how God is using you for His glory and for the extension of His kingdom. We appreciate your work so much.
Thank you very much, Hank. As always, it's just a pleasure talking with you.
And all of these products available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, check it out at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants, they're standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you next time with more.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Let's face it, life today isn't for the faint of heart, especially if you're swimming against a spiritual and cultural current that is headed toward the falls and gaining force. In fact, if you're fighting the good fight and seeking to be salt and light in your sphere of influence, you're going to get tired. We need to occasionally be still and let our hearts, minds, and strength be renewed with images of God's goodness and power. That's why we want to send you a wonderful DVD called King of Creation. King of Creation is a collection of powerful meditations set to stunning photography that is guaranteed to put the wind back in your spiritual sails. To receive your copy of King of Creation on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and give a gift to support the life-changing work of CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org.